Previously on Fire Gold, my good but somewhat mean buddy Gold.
Okay, that does it. Arcanine, please take over the narration duties again. I'll take care of our morbidly obese guest here.
Alright then. Previously on Fire Gold, our hero Gold received HMO5 after battling millions of Spellsprout, won the first badge from Faulkner, and witnessed the evolution of his Cyndaquil to Quilava. Now, Gold makes his way out of the Violet City Gym after being tripped by a nerd. Let's catch up to Gold's adventure now.
Ugh, thanks, St. Anger, I'm not seeing you again.
I told you, it was my bad, future champion. And hey, you never know, we may see each other again in the future.
Sure, whatever. It's finally daytime again out here. That means no more stupid hoo-hoo posses. Ugh, who is it this time? Helm again? You know what, I'm just gonna let it ring. Nope. I don't hear you. Okay, what does he want?
You have one new voicemail.
What could he possibly need now?
One new message from Hello Assistant. Oh, Professor
Okay, let's hear it.
Hello, Gold, I'm going to talk to you about an urgent favor. I will not stop calling you to your ashes during song!
Dang it! Hello?
Oh, Gold, finally! We discovered something about the Edge. Bring my assistant to Bio City's Quality Center for further information.
Wait, your assistant? Dang, he hung up on me. This is probably his shot of revenge for me not giving a rat tata's butt about his stupid root beer. I'll have to heal up my Pokemon anyway. So this is what it sounds like in here. Sounds too familiar to something familiar. Oh, great, there he is. Hey there, Mr. Elm's assistant.
Ugh, I can't believe Elm made me do this!
Seriously, what's your problem, man? I don't help you up one time, and you treat me as if I abused Pokemon or something.
Oh, whatever! Elm wanted me to give you... Ah!
Oh, I'm sorry, assistant guy. Hey, you dropped this brown box. Oh, wait. This is the egg I give Elm.
You freaking prick! You almost made me break it open by tripping me!
Well, it didn't break. No need to be a drama queen over it.
Why, you little mother!
Why does he want me to keep this? I went through all that trouble finding that creepy old professor to get this egg for him, and now he wants me to keep it?
Elm wants you to watch it for him and immediately call him when it hatches. He's such an idiot! For wanting some jerk like you to do a favor for him!
I'm just gonna yell my Pokemon now.
Grr! I will get my revenge on you one day, Gold. I swear it!
Yeah, sure, whatever. Here are my Pokemon, Nurse Joy.
Welcome to the Pokemon Center! Okay, it'll be just a quick second. Your Pokemon are now fighting fit! Hope to see you again!
Yeah, I doubt it. Okay, now where do I go? This path between the gym and Pokemart seems logical. I'll just go up this path up north. What the? What's this weird tree thing? Poke, poke.
Soto!
Poke, poke, poke.
Soto Whirl!
Poke, poke, poke.
Soto Whirl!
Poke, 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 poke.
Soto Whirl!
Why doesn't this tree move out of the way?
It's not going to move unless you battle it.
So why can't I do that now?
You need a special squirt bottle to squirt water at it. You can only get it at Golden Road City, which is the next city after Azalea Town down Route 32. You were just in front of.
Can I just pour a glass of water on it instead of going through all of that
Look, I'm telling you this for your own good. Now just listen to me and go down Route 32.
Fine! I'll go down stupid Route 32. Everybody forced me to do things I never listened to watch.
Stupid kid.
Would save me a lot of time. Okay, here's stupid Route 32. Hey, another berry tree! But this time it's a Purse-Cure Berry? This must be for curing poison! Okay, I see a sign right over there. Route 32, from Purple City to Azalea Town.
It's Violet City and it's Azalea Town!
It's the same thing.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, you want a miracle seed?
What can it do?
It powers up grass-type moves.
Aw, don't you have some sort of fire or flying miracle sunflower seed thing?
No, I don't!
Then no!
But it's free!
Why do you sound like that annoying girl who follows me and always corrects me?
That's because I am!
But you're a guy.
I'm related to her, but distant. Like the guy that stands outside her window.
That isn't creepy at all.
Just go now!
Gladly. Jeez, so much grass. You know what? I'll just sprint through this stupid route until I find something cool. Out of the way, youngster. You're not cool.
But I need to battle you.
No, you don't. Hey, wait. A girl. Hello, miss. Do you have a minute?
But I'm lonely without you. What? She said that? Oh my god. Oh, wait, hold on. If you don't get back with me, I'll no longer have a reason to live. Oh, she hung up on me again. Oh, whatever. Hello there,
Gold.
Yeah, Gold. You want my number?
Does this mean you're my girlfriend?
Sure. Just as long as you buy me stuff.
Yeah, sure. More grass. Just run through it and... Ah! Oh, did I trip on a rock? Oh, I'm sorry I tripped on your tail, you sheep thing.
Lava.
Woo!
Lava, lava.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Lava.
Oh, wait, what's going on?
Okay, you two! Your Pokemon trainer Gold is now fighting fit! Hope to see you both again!
Wait, did you two just heal me?
Lava.
Woo!
How did you guys get out of your Pokeballs?
Kulava. Lava, 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 Kulava. Lava, lava, Kulava.
So you guys burst out of them after I hit the ground.
Quill.
How did I end up on the floor in the first place?
Kulava, Kulava, Kulava. Lava, 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 Kulava. Kulava. Lava, lava, Kulava.
That Mareep used Thunder Shock on me? That little limp ball piece of static. Alright, thanks guys. Return! Okay, now into the cave.
Hey, kid. Before you go into the Uni Cave, would you like a slowpoke tail?
What does it do?
Well, it's delicious and nutritious. It's a slowpoke tail, after all. It's yours for a mere $1,000,000.
Oh, I don't have that much with me.
You don't? Then scram, shoo!
He was pretty mean about it. Okay, now into the cave. Wow. My very first cave. I wonder if there's anybody in here that'll actually have a hard time defeating in a battle.
Whoa, I didn't expect to see anyone in here.
Why not? It's the only way to get to Azalea Town.
Show up in battle. Go on it.
Wait, is that a rock snake or a snake rock?
Yes, it's a rock type. Now shut up and choose your Pokemon.
Oh, crap. I'm gonna have a tough time beating this Onix with a fire and flying type. Better call home for help.
Hurry up, kid. I don't have all day.
Hold on, I just need to make a call.
Well, make it fast.
No, I need help. I need help beating an Onix with only a fire and flying type.
Well, have you been talking yet?
Yes, I have.
You can't do anyone that teaches mudflap. He's just here, hoo-hoo. And, that'll be super effective just rocket.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Professor.
Now go. I'll call it egg hatches, alright?
Sure, okay.
Are you done calling your girlfriend, kid? I don't have all day.
Oh, right. Go hoo-hoo. Okay, who? First, just stare at this disc and learn this move somehow. Okay, now use Mud Slap.
You cheater!
You're just upset that you lost. Badly.
Well, get out of my sight, you arrogant little prick.
You're just jealous.
Oh, shut up!
Jealous!
Get out of here!
You're jealous.
Okay, fine, I'm jealous. You happy?
You're jealous of my awesomeness.
Ah.
Okay, now to further infiltrate this inner sanctum known as the Union Cave.
Hey, kid. You gotta battle me, too.
Just bring it.
Go! Three Geodudes!
Geodude! Why are you using more than one Pokemon at a time?
Because I can, man.
That doesn't make it any fair.
Oh, grow up, kid. Shut up and fight.
Okay, who? Try to mud slap as many as you can.
Aw, man, there's only one left. Return that Geodude. As for you, Geodude, give it a rock-hard tackle attack.
What? Aw, man, this sucks. Return, who? Go, Kulava!
Lava!
Just try to burn it with your head flame.
Lava!
Well, dude, that wasn't really effective. Why don't you just, headbutt my Geodude? That won't be effective either, but, Geodude, just tackle attack!
Well, it'll take more tackles than that to even phase my Kulava. Guess we're even now. One flame attack didn't do the job. Maybe I should try having you use both these flames. Okay, Quilava, burn that rock with your head flame and butt flame!
Lava! Dude!
Oh, great. You turned into a charcoal. Barbecue, anyone?
No, thanks. Okay, let's see what's next. A fire-breathing guy? Spinning around? Alright, just gotta time my step right, just like in the Bellsprout Tower, and now!
Lucky Punk!
Ha, ha, ha! Okay, what else is in here? Hey, a staircase! But wait, I gotta get past that creepy-looking trainer to go down those stairs.
Hey, kid! Hey, kid! Just walk in front of me and battle me! I've been waiting forever for a battle! I've stayed here by the stairs to slay trainers to fight me! I love battling! I love battling! I love Pokemon!
On second thought, I'll just go this way. Hey, is that the exit? Finally! I see the light outside!
Not without a final battle with me, kid. Go Vulpix!
Woo!
A fire type? Alright then. Go Quilava!
Lava!
Burn it with your head flame!
Lava!
Are you stupid or something, kid? That isn't very effective on Vulpix. Use Tackle, Vulpix!
Lava!
Okay then. Quilava, try burning it with both your flames and use Ember at the same time!
Lava!
Woo! Dude, was that even legal?
Well, we are in a cave, right? Pretty much anything else goes in here.
I'll leave now, kind sir. Just don't burn me.
Yes, finally out. Wait, it's night already again? Why does it take less time for day to exit and night to enter? It makes no sense at all. Hey, another tree! This time a Pzzm Cure Berry? It must be for curing paralyzation. Oh, snap! Another hiker. Oh wait, he's spinning around too! Alright, just like before. Just time my step perfectly. And now!
Son of a bitch! No more, please!
Okay. Anyways, Gold received an egg again. Got two different kinds of berries. Got owned by a Marie. Battled hikers and fire breathers, and came across a creepy Pokemaniac. He made it safely out of the Union Cave, and is now one step closer to Azalea Town. Next time, Gold takes on a fearsome organization of criminals on his journey to become champion on the road to Johto.
The following bloopers were done by trained professionals. Go ahead and try them at home.
I'm related to her, but a distant cousin! Like a
Hey, you! You're just a listener. I will forcefully make you download this crap, and listen to it, until your ears bleed, and you like it!
I am a moderately attractive woman.
Really? That was papaya, by the way.
No, it wasn't!
So okay. What are we gonna name this bloody episode?
I have no idea.
I need a drink.
As much as that would be epic, we kind of have a little kid audience, too.
No, I mean, I seriously do.
Yeah, there's a member out there in the audience I know right now who...
I drink water.
Uh-huh. With Coke. And rum.
See, it's water.
It's rum!
That, my friend, was a bottle of my tea.
Really?
Why is it white, then?
I have problems.
A lot of problems, apparently. I mean, not as epic as your... Holy crap, there's purple, green, and whatever man on the screen. Wow.
Yeah, our buddy Kevin over here is actually playing Saints Row 3 while we do this. So, yeah.
Awesome game.
It's an awesome game.
No!
Oh, now that you mention it, let's have an Arnold off. Draftmaster, you first.
No! I lost my life!
Yes!
Hey, I wasn't done, you idiot! Don't interrupt me when I'm doing my Arnold off, damn it!
I feel sympathy for you, but it is as fabricated as lies! Lies!
You're not the real Arnold!
Yes, I am!
You're not!
Real Arnold.
You're just a clown trying to be me! I'm the real Arnold!
This is my face, which is actually your face, but it is not my face! Because it was always my face!
I hate that movie, damn it! It's so epic, it's stupid! I'm the Arnold! You're just the clown trying to be me. You sound like I was 18 years old. I'm a 63-year-old man. Totally angry with no wife.
You have no muscles. I have basketball-shaped biceps and abs made out of liquid steel.
No! I have a suit on you, damn it! I was in the Terminator the movie, the last one, without actually being it, you jerk! I was in the Expendables 2.
Even though it was for a short while, but I was still in it!
I said hi to everyone. That was my whole line in the movie.
I know! It was epic!
No, you do not know, because it was my line!
No, it was my line!
You know nothing! You see nothing! You are nothing!
Alright,